Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Lamed Gimel, Bechoros 33b, pagination is 66. We'll start at the Mishnah about a quarter of the way down on the page. Bechor Sha'och Sodam, a firstborn animal that has what is described as a congestion of blood. It needs bloodletting. So the challenge over here is that the incision that's going to let the blood might create a mum, and you're not allowed to purposely make a mum, a blemish, in this firstborn animal. Now, keep in mind the complexity of the topic, because he would very much like to get a mum in this animal, however it may come, but he's not allowed to do it. The reason he wants it very much is because until it gets a mum, he can't do anything with it. He would give it to the Kohen. The Kohen would bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no Beis HaMikdash now. So we're stuck letting this animal graze, and we can't shear it because it's a Bechor. We can't shecht it because it still does not have a mum. And it's just stuck. So he very much would like it to get a mum, but he's not allowed to impose that. He's not allowed to do that. So let's skip a line. V'chachamim omrim, the opinion of the chachamim, is yakiz. You can do the bloodletting, which will save the life of the animal. It's necessary. Uvilvad shelo yasabo mum. But do it in a way that does not make a mum. Do everything you can. V'masa b'mum. And if for some reason during the procedure it ends up making a mum, hareza lo yishchot alav. You're not allowed to shecht it based on that mum. That mum was done improperly. You had permission to do the procedure, but not with a mum. And therefore, you would still be waiting for another mum, independent of the mum blemish that occurred during the bloodletting. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, yakiz, do the bloodletting, afa pisho osa ba mum, even if it does a mum, who cares? Says Rashi, the sova Rabbi Shimon dava she'e miskavin mutter. This is the famous opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that if you do not have intent for it, as long as it's not for sure going to happen, that's the case of psikresha, as long as it's just a maybe, you're allowed to do it without intent, and we're fine. And Reb Shimon is holding that if it does get a mum, we see it clearly in the Braisa, about five lines later, Reb Shimon Amar af nishchat al oso hamum, you could even shecht the animal now that it has this mum, even though the mum came in a way that you would not have been allowed to intentionally do that, but now that it's here, it's fine. And you can rely on it, that it's now invalidated to the Beis HaMikdash, and you could shecht it as the Kohen is permitted to do so once it has a mum outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now the question, of course, is here, how would you paskin? We have the opinion of the Chachamim, and we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. There's a third opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which we skipped to keep things simple, but the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Now, incidentally, this Rabbi Shimon is the same person as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the famous Tana, whose life is celebrated on Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer. He is the one with the Shita of Dava She'en Miskaven is Mutter, famous student of Rabbi Akiva, from whom Torah was rebuilt, together with the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, after the great loss that we commemorate during Sfira. It's interesting, at least as a mnemonic, that it is occurring, it's presented on Lamed Gimel, the 33rd page of Bechoros of our Masechta. In Halacha, Simen Shin Yud Gimel Sif Vav, in Yoredeya, Bechor She'och So Dam, a Bechor that has this blood problem, Yakiz, you can do the bloodletting. Just make sure that you don't have any intent to make a mum. Do it carefully in the right place, that it shouldn't make a mum. But if it did, through this bloodletting, you could do the shchita based on this mum, which is the opinion of Reb Shimon. The Taz points out, Sifkat and Ches, Zehu ki Reb Shimon. That's following Reb Shimon's opinion. Avala Rosh Vitos Vos Pasku ki Rabbanon. But others, Paskin, like the rabbis, it seems to be the sages, it seems to be the majority opinion. De Sevira Lohu, that they hold, Be'im hu she'akaza matzilasa min hamisa, that they have this calculation that it is not going to allow you to shech the animal based on this act. Elatzarach kan mum kavua acher, you're going to require another mum to occur, kedei lishchot alav, in order to do the shechita. And as we said, Rab Shimon lo sfira legzeira zos, and Rab Shimon doesn't hold of this imposition, this requirement. The Gra, in fact, discusses the concept that some are paskening like Reb Shimon, and others are invoking, presumably, the concept that in general we pasken like the majority. In any case, this concept of I didn't have intent is the concept that Reb Shimon is working with. And as we alluded to, Reb Shimon will agree in the case of psik resha, which means chopping off the head, separating the head, that if you do something like chopping off the head of a bird and you claim I was doing something else, I didn't intend it to die, then we're going to say that's absurd. It's intrinsic that what you're doing will cause what we're discussing, and therefore Reb Shimon would also agree it's forbidden. But if it's something that's not perforce going to happen, we have the case of removing a splinter on Shabbos. You're not allowed a bloodlet on Shabbos. But if I take a splinter out, then I'm not sure if it will bleed. And I make an effort, it shouldn't bleed, and I don't want it to bleed. And I remove it, and it ends up bleeding. That, according to Reb Shimon, is the case of Davar She'ein Miskaven, and is permitted. Similarly, flossing teeth in a very gentle way so that we're not inflicting pressure on the gums, and a person knowing themselves, knowing how sensitive will there be bleeding. Person says, well, I can't promise there won't be bleeding, but it's not expected to bleed. That's not my intent. It's not what I'm looking for. And presumably I can do it without it bleeding. So then even if it ends up accidentally, as soon as you notice that, of course, you would stop. You realize that it's happening. But the fact that it happened without intent, if it's not a perforce going to happen, according to Reb Shimon, is permitted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.